Hey babe, welcome back to the channel. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening in on the podcast, don't forget to like and subscribe for more. And of course, feel free to comment any questions or reach out to me through my website if you have any requests for any specific topics or any examples in your own life that you would like me to address. In today's video, we're going to be talking about building personal confidence. This is something that I know a lot of people struggle with, and I have struggled with this in the past as well. It's not easy. It makes you almost have some kind of challenge every step along the way. So just having a desire triggers you, because whenever you have a new desire, whenever you want something or you want to do something or you have a goal of any kind, it automatically triggers these limiting beliefs that you have about yourself and not feeling confident. So if you don't have that confidence in yourself and that faith that you can have what you want, then anytime you get a desire, you're going to be brought into that state of fight or flight, and you're going to get anxious feelings. Maybe you react by feeling really sad or feeling really low energy. Maybe your reaction is procrastinating and not even attempting the goal because you've already considered it lost in your mind because of your confidence. Maybe you're not confident in your ability. Maybe you're not confident in your looks. Maybe you're not confident in having good luck. Whatever it may be, you need to work on that belief first and that identity, not just your identity, but the way that you see yourself, how you value your physical effort, how you value your faith. Can you walk in your faith? Can you say, yes, I believe in myself and I will back it up with my actions? Not just by saying you believe in yourself and doing the affirmations and putting in the inner work, the personal growth to motivate yourself. Maybe by watching this video, you feel like it's going to provide you some new information or some new perspective. But even with that additional insight, additional guidance, consuming all that content, it's not going to do everything for you. There is a key ingredient that is you putting in the physical effort and you actually showing up and trying, taking some steps towards it. I would call this a hack, maybe not a hack because it actually requires your effort. It's not like you're getting some kind of cheat code, but this is a very simple way to upgrade your confidence or create any confidence at all, regardless of which area of your life, whether it's your physical appearance or your career or whatever. You're going to be able to create that confidence through creating results. And so the easiest way to create results is show up. Show up, try every single day, stay persistent until you get what you want, until you start to see results around you that prove to you that you are capable, that you do have a reason to be confident. A lot of the times when we don't have this feeling of confidence, it's because we're comparing ourselves to everybody else, or we're trying to hold ourselves to a standard that's not even a standard we chose. Maybe it was a standard that we see around us or that was imposed on us in some way. We created it, but it's not what we want. So figuring out what's actually important to you and working towards that, right? And working towards creating that within yourself. So working towards the goals that are actually important to you. Not comparing yourself to others, setting your own standards, measuring your own results. It's not about, are you already good at something? Do you already have something? It's about, do you want it? Do you want to be good at it? Because if you want to be good at it, if you want to improve, that's all it takes. From there, it's just a matter of persistence. It's only a matter of time before your effort pays off. For some things, it can take longer. For some things, it can feel instantaneous. The key is to have that faith in yourself until you create the results, that then the faith becomes almost automatic. You then don't have to constantly reaffirm how confident you are, reaffirm your abilities. It will just be shown to you because you have the results. But until you start to create those results, you need to put in the effort. You need to show up every single day. You have your plan, and then there's God's plan. And these plans have to meet. That's why it's called co-creating. You're not the ultimate creator, right? You are connected to God. You are connected to source energy. But you came here to live a human experience. And of course, this can be amazing and we can collapse time and move faster through our goals. But you also have to be open to a little bit of surprise. Not everything's going to turn out exactly how you planned it, but it's still going to be progress for the better. And if you can almost let go of the actual result and start to tap in to the feeling of it, that's going to also help you shortcut this process, because you're putting in the physical effort, so it's going to get done eventually. You might as well enjoy the results now until you get it. It's like you get a credit card, right? You can buy the thing, maybe if you don't have the money, and then you can just pay the minimum payment every month until you get it. This is what we're doing, like energetically speaking. Obviously, I'm not telling you to go max out your credit cards. That is not good financial advice. Everybody to each their own. But energetically speaking, we're going to just have the thing now, enjoy the thing now, and slowly pay, you know, with our effort and put in the work every single day until we paid our dues, right? Until we did what it took to build that faith and build that connection and create whatever desire you want, create whatever feeling within yourself that you're looking for. It's not the thing, it's not the confidence. It's how the confidence will make you feel in return. So what does it mean to actually be someone that's confident? It doesn't really matter what you look like or anything. It's just a feeling, right? It's completely subjective from person to person. So a confident person looks in the mirror, they like what they see. A confident person goes into a business meeting and talks with certainty and conveys their point simply and clearly. A confident person walks into a room full of crowded people, walks over to where they need to, has their head held high, smiles, doesn't go into fight or flight mode whenever they're in social situations because they believe in themselves. They believe that they are strong and they could get carried through any interaction that may come their way. And the list goes on and on. There's so many different nuances that go into embodying that confidence, right? But everybody's different. So you have to ask yourself, if I were confident, because that's what you want. So it's not about are you confident or are you not confident? It's about do you want to be confident? So you want to be confident. We've figured that out. That's your intention. Claim it, speak it, call it in now. And start working towards it. Start figuring out what the confident version of you does. How do they feel? How can you feel like that version of yourself now? How can you start acting in that way, acting in your faith without necessarily having the results yet? And then you'll start to see these results. I'm telling you, doing this work creates almost an instant shift in yourself, and with enough repetition, it's actually a permanent shift. You don't have to keep rehearsing and keep mentally realigning your thoughts and realigning your energy and trying to actively seek some kind of emotion. You will just naturally have that emotion as your baseline level. And when it gets to that point, you've moved on, right? Then you will have a new level of confidence that you need to get to, a new level of your desire. So with that being said, you have everything you need to be confident now. Start to get written out on paper exactly what you want. Why do you want to be confident? So you can do certain things, so you can feel a certain way. Why? Once you tap into that why, how can you get it now? How can you feel it now? Give yourself permission to enjoy it, you know, max out that energetic credit card now, and then, you know, pay your dues over time. It's very simple when it comes to money, but why can't we have that same energy when it comes to our feelings and our emotions? Why do you need proof? You don't. Let go of the need for proof. You'll create that proof as you act in your faith, but there has to be a certain period where you're going out of your comfort zone. There has to be a certain phase where you're letting yourself be surprised and go with the flow. Now, if you are new to your personal growth journey and you're ready to make that next level investment, I invite you to check out all of my courses, all of my digital offerings. Everything's always linked in the description of every video and podcast episode. So at any point in time, if you are ready to make that next level move and you're tired of just watching random videos online, you want like step-by-step processes for whether it comes to like inner work, personal growth, manifestation, launching your online business, whatever your goal may be, there is an offering for that. And I'd love to see how we can work together and co-create something amazing for you. So with that being said, feel free to go binge watch all the rest of my videos. But for now, I wish you the best. I hope you have an amazing day. And I'm telling you, you are going to start to see results very, very soon. Stay persistent in your faith. Stay persistent in your inner work. Stay persistent in showing up every single day. As long as you show up every single day and try, it's only a matter of time before you get what you want. All right. Love you. Bye. Mwah.